Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, September 11th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Neuralbase announces 5-for-1 forward stock split to enhance shareholder value. Neuralbase AI Ltd., operating under its enterprise brand BMP AI, announced a 5-for-1 forward stock split to increase accessibility to a broader range of investors and enhance market liquidity. Shareholders of record on September 26, 2025, will receive 4 additional shares for each share owned. The split will not dilute ownership, but aims to attract more institutional and retail investor interest. CEO Vignesh Dobal expressed confidence in the company's growth prospects and commitment to enhancing shareholder value through this strategic move. More information about Neuralbase AI Ltd. can be found at www.neuralbase.ai or ws.gov.
Veritone announces pricing of $25 million public offering. Veritone, a leader in building human-centered enterprise AI solutions, has announced the pricing of an underwritten public offering of 9,505,705 shares of its common stock at a public offering price of $2.63 per share. The aggregate gross proceeds from this offering are expected to be approximately $25 million. Veritone has granted the underwriters a 30-day option to purchase up to an additional 1,425,855 shares of its common stock. The offering is expected to close on September 12, 2025. The net proceeds will be used for working capital, general corporate purposes, debt service, and repayment of indebtedness. Needham & Company is the sole book-running manager for the offering. The offering is being made through a written prospectus and a prospectus supplement filed with the SEC. Accel Entertainment closes $900 million senior secured credit facility. Accel Entertainment, a leading provider of locals-focused gaming and one of the largest terminal operators in the United States, has closed a $900 million senior secured credit facility. This facility includes a $300 million revolving credit facility and a $600 million term loan, each with a 5-year term. The initial borrowings were used to repay and terminate all outstanding commitments under Accel's existing senior secured credit agreement. CEO Andy Rubenstein stated that this financing enhances their liquidity profile and reduces their cost of capital for the future. The credit facility, comprised of a syndicated group of banks, was led by CIBC Bank USA as the administrative agent and lead arranger. This new facility allows Accel to invest in their gaming operations, Fairmount Park Casino and Racing, and targeted growth opportunities, while maintaining a strong balance sheet to enhance shareholder value. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.